This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The November 2025 edition of the 4-H Family News is now available. Printed copies can be picked up at the MSU Extension Office at 690 Northport Crescent across from the Peppermill Restaurant in Bad Axe, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., including the noon hour. All 4-H youth members and adult volunteers must be currently enrolled and active in 4-H online in order to participate in any 4-H club meetings, events, or activities. No exceptions can be made due to liability requirements. As of October the 30th of 2025, Huron County has enrolled 518 enrolled youth and adult volunteers for the 2025 through 2026 program year, with 14 additional enrollments listed as incomplete. If your enrollment is still pending, please log in to 4-H online to finish your enrollment and submit it for approval. And another local and regional news for today. A Saginaw man accused in a deadly shooting outside of the Hoyt Library is now on trial. Derek Grant, age 38, faces charges including open murder and a felony firearm charge in connection with the September 2024 killing of 38-year-old Henry J. Ford. Authorities say the incident stemmed from a family-related argument that turned violent outside of the downtown Saginaw Library. Ford was fatally shot during the confrontation, and Grant was arrested shortly after the shooting and has remained in the Saginaw County Jail without bond since his arrest. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Are you looking for a premium used vehicle that comes with a powertrain warranty? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. I have a great selection of SUVs right now and a van that you need to come take for a test drive before they're gone. First up is the 2022 GMC Acadia SLT. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel, navigation, dual moonroof, power liftgate, lane keep assist, collision detection, backup camera, remote start, and a 3.6 liter V6 with 109,000 miles, amassing 22,380. I also have a 2020 Chevy Traverse. It's all wheel drive and has heated cloth seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, power lift gate, backup camera, and automatic brakes. It's powered by a 3.6 V6 with 93,000 miles, amassing 23,480. I also have a 2018 Lincoln MKC that's all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, both front and rear, a heated steering wheel, memory seats, automatic wipers, and remote start. It only has 46,000 miles and amassing just 19,980. And last up is a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT with stow-and-go seats, power lift gate, heated leather seats, and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth, backup camera, and remote start. It has 87,000 miles and amassing 16,580.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Israel's military says Palestinian militants have handed over the remains of two additional hostages to the Red Cross in Gaza, raising the number of hostage remains returned to 17 since the ceasefire began, with 11 more set to still be handed over under the agreement. The handover indicates progress in the fragile ceasefire agreement, despite Israeli strikes on Gaza overnight. Officials in southern Gaza report at least 40 people injured in the strikes. The Israeli army confirms that it targeted terrorist infrastructure, and the ceasefire, which began on October the 10th, aims to end the conflict between Israel and Hamas. And in other national and international news for today, authorities have tightened the dragnet around the Louvre thieves, arresting five more people in connection with the recent crown jewel heist. The Paris prosecutor says three of the four alleged members of the commando theft team are now in custody. The late-night operations in Paris and nearby areas have increased the total number of arrests to seven. Despite the arrests, the stolen loot, valued at around $102 million, still remains missing. The heist, which took place in broad daylight, has sparked a national reckoning over how France protects its treasures. Security gaps at the museum have also been acknowledged. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.